Lovo is to be honored for his outstanding contributions as Warriors captain and for raising the Zimbabwe flag high while turning out for various clubs in England. He is the only Zimbabwean captain to take the Warriors to two Africa Cup of Nations finals in 2004 and 2006 and also became the first Zimbabwe black footballer in 1992 to play in the English Premiership. Sports and Recreation Commission Director of Business Daniel Kwengwa confirmed that they've come up with the list of the 10 inductees who are being presented to potential sponsors for the event.
We have discovered that our marketing strategy was wrong. We now need to market the Hall of Fame ceremony with the inductees, yes, so that people would like now to be associated with inductees rather than asking for sponsorship without the inductees.
Although Kwengwa refused to reveal the names of the inductees, Studio 7 can safely reveal that Lovo is to be honored alongside golfer Nick Price, the late rugby star Richard Simba, tennis aces Byron and Wayne Black, as well as former national team batsman Andy Flower. Kwengwa said they've set their Hall of Fame plan in a way that the inductions would be held way before the annual National Sports Awards, with their target being September. The SRC Supremo said they are hoping for the first time since the Hall of Fame was introduced in 2005 to dish out some financial rewards to the inductees.
If they are true Hall of Famers, these guys have got. But we are saying for if we can give them something about $5,000 per inductee, yes. But some of them, for lack of a better word, they could be millionaires by now, which means $5,000 does not mean anything.
Although swimmer Kirsty Coventry automatically qualifies for that recognition, SRC spokesperson Tiriwashe Nweyembwa said this honor is bestowed only on those who have since quit various sporting disciplines.
Chekutanga munhu anofanira kunge akaregera kutamba mutambo. Tingangoti anofanira kunge ane makore angakwanikana kuita 5 years zvichienda mberi. Chechipiri, anofanira kunge ari munhu akanga akasimudza mureza weZimbabwe zvikuru zvichienda nekuti akakombita tingati palevel yeinternational, anofanira kunge akasimudza mureza zvikuru and aifanira kunge ariwo munhu aiwina kwete kungobhatiswe kungonoti apinda mucompetition yakadai. Chechipiriwo chechitatu anofanira kunge ari munhu wekuti haana mhosva yakamboparamura yakafanana nekuti kutora madrugs asingatenderwa aya. Kazhinji ndo zvatonyanya kutarisa.
The Zimbabwe Sports Hall of Fame is situated at the National Gallery and a number of former stars, including footballer George Shaya, athlete Atro Mandaza, boxer Langton Schoolboy Tinago, and the Golden Hockey Girls of 1980 were the first inductees 10 years ago. The photographs of these icons are pinned on the walls in the Hall of Fame, which is usually flooded with visitors. Kwengwa said they are happy that the Sports Hall of Fame has become an attraction for many people as they are receiving a huge number of visitors. He, however, said they want to improve on what is already there.
Proof that besides the pictures, we might even have three-dimensional models that we need to induct into those. I'll give you an example of the Kenyan Athletics Hall of Fame that I visited last year. So we want to also have our Hall of Fame in that model.
Ironically, the recognition of Simba back home is coming long after he and young brother Kenneth were inducted into the International Rugby Bodies Hall of Fame way back. Unfortunately, Kenneth does not qualify for Zimbabwean Hall of Fame induction after choosing to play for the South African Springboks instead of the Zimbabwean Sables. Reporting for Studio 7 in Harare, this is Michael Kariati.